On Monday's front page, the CIA's drones will be at issue as Pakistan's parliament meets to talk about its relationship with the U.S. The drones are disrupting militants near the border, but Pakistanis are angry about civilian deaths. Illinois is not shaping up as the easy primary Mitt Romney's supporters were hoping for, and New York is taking a less adversarial view of Medicaid fraud. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says U.S. and Pakistani officials expect the CIA's drone campaign to be a major issue on Tuesday when President Asif Ali Zardari convenes a special session of parliament. The session will focus on Pakistan's relationship with the U.S. The CIA's drone program is as unpopular as ever there. Pakistanis have been angry about the air war ever since U.S. warplanes killed 24 soldiers on the Afghan border last year. The drones are best known for hitting Al-Qaeda hideouts. They've also been used against Taliban fighters crossing the border from Pakistan. Of 10 confirmed strikes so far this year, 6 hit vehicles filled with fighters apparently headed for Afghanistan. Monday's Times looks at the sergeant who's accused of shooting 16 Afghan civilians. The news of his arrest left battalion mates shocked and even grieving. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales had a solid guy reputation. He was respected for his maturity and calmness. Neighbors remember that between earlier deployments, he'd been a gung-ho soldier eager to return to the front lines. That seemed to have changed. He'd trained to become an Army recruiter. That assignment would have kept him out of Afghanistan, but the Army decided to leave him in the infantry, and before long, he was in one of the roughest parts of Afghanistan. Heading into Tuesday's primary, Illinois is not shaping up as the effortless romp Mitt Romney probably wished for. A Chicago Tribune WGN-TV poll put Romney ahead of Rick Santorum, but by only 4 percentage points. That's within the margin of sampling error. Romney has a strategic advantage because Illinois has a tradition of middle-of-the-road Republicanism that would seem to suit him. But some Illinois Republicans say the landscape is changing, giving conservatives more prominence. Monday's Times looks at how pro-Israel groups have mobilized to make their views known in Washington. Some critics say they've pushed the U.S. closer to military action against Iran and another war in the Mideast. Among those who favor a more aggressive approach toward Iran are House Majority Leader Eric Cantor and Senator John McCain. Sharing that view are lobbying groups and so-called neocons from the George W. Bush administration who supported the war in Iraq, along with pro-Israel evangelical Christians like Gary Bauer. He and commentator William Kristol head a group that made a video attacking President Obama's commitment to Israel. Times reporter Suzanne Daly says the business outlook in Greece is no better now that austerity measures are in place. Last year, nearly 70,000 small businesses shut down. That wiped out 135,000 jobs. Entrepreneurs complain they face endless red tape. It took web designer Fotis Antonopoulos 10 months to get clearance to open an e-business selling olive products. The health department even required x-rays from his financial backers. New York is taking a less adversarial view of Medicaid fraud. A backlash from the politically powerful healthcare industry has erased broad support for a crackdown that began nearly 10 years ago. Last year, Governor Andrew Cuomo quietly dismissed the state's first Medicaid Inspector General. Cuomo told the replacement to work with healthcare providers on changes in the agency's auditing methods. Inside Monday's Times, new research indicates women still pay more than men for the same health insurance coverage. The new federal health care law will prohibit that starting in 2014, but the National Women's Law Center says that in states that have not already banned what's known as gender rating, more than 90% of the best-selling health plans charge women more than men. For a popular Blue Cross Blue Shield plan in Chicago, a 30-year-old woman pays 31% more than a man of the same age who buys the same coverage. A peace march in Damascus was cut short by Syrian authorities. They briefly detained 11 members of a moderate opposition group. That signaled an expanded crackdown among protesters who've opposed violence in the Arab Spring uprising. Witnesses said uniformed officers and men in plain clothes beat them and began making arrests when the demonstrators began chanting, "The people want the fall of the regime." That's become a kind of slogan for the Arab revolts. Separately, state news media said a car bomb killed at least 2 people and wounded 30 in Aleppo. 2 similar bombings struck the capital on Saturday. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's ties are starting to fade with his hometown of Medford, Massachusetts. His mother died there last year at the age of 102. The mayor's not been back since. Medford historian Tom Lincoln says the general take on Bloomberg in Medford is he made his money in New York, and he's very focused on that. That's our preview of Monday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.